This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Labor costs are skyrocketing. And let me tell you what, you may need to find a better way to check your customers out if you have a small market, grocery store, liquor store. Do what Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco are doing. They're going, check out with no folks. Self-checkout, that is. 800-540-2149. Go to southwestpos.com. They'll come out, take a look at your program, and if they can hook you up, it's cheaper than a cash register. Jeff and Mark Sanders, he's been doing it for more years than I care to admit, and you'll get 7-day, 24-hour-day service at Southwest Point of Sale. 800-540-2149 or southwestpos.com. Black Forest Motorsports, 8066 Engineer Road in San Diego. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. If you have a BMW Mini or a Porsche, they can make it go just as fast as you like or just do normal service. All right, we got a winner in the house.
I know. That was going to be my introduction.
I'm going to let you rock and roll. That would be Brittany Sandoval, the racing school teacher, interviewing
the racing realtor. Yeah. Listeners, you may have seen her on KUSI or in the winner's circle.
Yes, indeed.
The racing realtor, Marcy McCowan. Yep. And let's not forget her husband, crew chief, and track prepper is here as well.
Yeah, so we might even get a few words out of him. Not only does she win races, but she sells houses too.
You got to pay for racing.
Is that absolutely. What? Yeah, really. So she's been grinning from ear to ear. I think she has a headache. She's been grinning so long.
She was just in the winner's circle a week ago.
You're a rookie this year.
I am a rookie this year.
Like a true rookie. Not a rookie to this division, but a rookie to dirt track racing, correct?
Or
yes.
Aren't you just a rookie period to racing?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean,
both.
Not just any form of racing. I mean, isn't this the first year you decided to get your feet wet?
I'm pretty sure it is the first year, yes.
Yeah.
And again, we've had this conversation, but I always like hearing it. What in God's name made you go get into a race car?
So our son, Caden McCowan, has raced out at Brona Speedway as well.
Okay.
Raced for quite a few years out there from, dwarf cars to the junior sprints on up to pony. And then he had moved away, and so Ken was still grading the track, and I said, hey, you know what? I have this billboard out here, but you really can't see it. It's pretty dark. Why don't I just get a race car and be the racing realtor?
That's the easiest decision. Yeah, that's it. The easiest
and
way to...
Ken said...
And I said, what?
You want to do... Because you're supposed to be the mother in the stands, nice and quiet, nervous when your boy was racing... But was it something that you had thought about for a while?
Yeah, that wasn't the first thing.
Or did it just say, you know what, enough of this?
It was a total wild card decision.
Are you normally a wild card person?
She's looking at her husband.
And she looks over at
her. Not at all.
Yeah, so you were probably just as shocked.
I was shocked
did
when
you
she
not,
said it.
How
yeah.
much, okay, on a scale of
1 to 10.
To what, yeah.
It was like 12 when she said that.
So you were, when your son left, you were ready to just hang up the tools.
Yeah, life was going to be easy.
Sell
on
the trailer. And
I thought about it. It was hard to sell his race car, but it was nice to put another race car in the trailer. I kept the trailer.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so yeah, when she said it, I kind of was like, Will this really happen? She kept talking about it.
You didn't go find the car, right?
No.
Like, you didn't believe that.
You went and found the car?
No, I mentioned it. And then the next thing you know, somebody said, hey, we've got a car for you. And I was like, oh, this is getting real.
Yeah, open mouth, insert both feet. Yeah.
Yes. And so I had to live up to it. And
I bet you're glad you did.
I am super glad I did. It has been quite the experience, and I honestly think it makes you a better driver out on the road, too.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's because I'm calmer now out on the street because I can get my rage out safely on the track.
But I think you drive differently on the street after you've driven on a track. Don't you agree?
I would say yeah.
Personally, for me, it's rage, not behind the wheel or behind my Mustang.
I think it's because of your students.
I think it might be my profession, yeah.
Yeah.
I need the racetrack for therapy, right. So I am a better. So you're a better driver because sounds like something different.
Well, you don't have any real rage. I mean, you sell homes, which I know is not the easiest thing in the world.
She's looking at her husband.
Well,
with,
she had a sports car before that I would get calls from friends. The Blue Jaguar just passed me going 80 miles an hour down the 67.
She's the same as I. We get the rage out on the track.
And by the way, folks, you should see this young lady. I mean, she looks as mild and mellow as a school teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have a lead foot.
I have a lead foot. Yeah. I have a need for speed.
Okay, so do you drive barefoot?
What?
I have found more women that like, not race cars, because you can't.
Right.
But I know more women that like to drive barefoot.
I do like to drive barefoot, but I also don't ever have my foot resting on the floorboard. It's always raised up, and I'm usually driving with my big toe.
How big is that toe?
Is that how you drive the race car, too?
I don't know. I'd be curious.
Well, you have to wear shoes.
Listeners, I'm looking at her toe because she has flip-flops. It's pink. The nail is, but it doesn't look that big. I thought she was going to have like an awesomely big toe. Yours is very normal. She drives with a normal toe.
What does a normal toe look like?
It's proportioned to the other toes.
Now, when's the last time you thought you'd get into a conversation over somebody's driving toe? Okay, so you won.
I did.
You led, right?
You got a couple more races before the season's over.
Only I have one race left.
They don't have the next two races. The dwarfs got them. Okay. Sorry, Marcy.
So you got a taste of the flag.
I did.
But didn't you, at the race you won, you went from the pole to the checkered flag.
Yeah, but they were breathing down her neck.
No, it's harder.
Yeah.
To do what you did, staying in front.
Oh, you overthink things.
Did you ever look in your rearview mirror at all?
I just knew that they were there. I knew they were there, and I had the mindset of, you're not getting by.
And you didn't even bother to look in the rearview mirror. Because they say you shouldn't do that.
Okay, we can't run them. Can you run one? Yeah,
no.
They're not allowed
mirrors.
To have them.
There's no mirrors.
Oh, okay. So you know you can hear them.
You can hear and you can feel.
Yeah, she might have felt one. I saw it.
Did anybody bang into your back end of you?
Oh, yeah.
This is racing.
They were all over my hiney.
This is racing, not powder puff. This is racing.
Don't start with that powder puff stuff. Oh, here she goes. She's coming out of her chair. Remember how sleepy and tired she was before she came on?
Not anymore.
And we're talking about racing with Marcy.
So, how many laps did you run?
20.
Yeah, no cautions, you said. No cautions.
20. Yep. Oh, look, I got goosebumps.
I'm wondering... Do you know if you were breathing? And you bring up breathing, but really, like, in the front the whole time, were you breathing,
Did you
I
notice
wonder?
That you'd have to catch yourself to start breathing again?
No.
She doesn't remember
much. I talked to myself the whole entire time. Just focus on the lines. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them beating and banging.
Smart.
Just focus on your line and bring it home.
Was this advice you heard Ken tell your son? How did you know that?
They've always said race your own race.
Yeah.
And I think I've got into the groove of kind of watching everybody else there for a while.
Okay.
And so we had to take it back to the basics and figure out what was going on inside, you know, my head.
Okay, just to know this and apply it, though, your first season, that says a lot.
Yeah, but so I've always been curious about this. How did you know what the line was or is? I mean, was it to feel? I mean, the way the car went into the turn, came out of the turn, because you can tell whether it goes in and comes out good.
There's marks. So that's where we got back to the basics and just focusing on those marks. So coming out of turn 3 into 4, I'm looking for the red K rail. That's my mark. If I can target that, I'm going to come out okay.
Now, didn't you say during your speech when you won that you were asked or told to watch video? Okay, I'm getting a nod from the crew chief, a yes.
Yep.
Okay.
I told her, I think, the whole week going up to the race, go back and watch a race, and And then she let the cat out of the bag in the victory speech that I never watched the race.
Oh! I totaled on myself.
And it worked, though. It worked.
It did work.
Yeah.
It did work.
Well, I want to say to the track prepper, all the lines were good last week.
Oh, no. This
oh,
one.
My God.
So I didn't know you prepped the track.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing it.
This one went crazy last
it
week.
It was awesome.
I mean, you'd have thought you gave her a birthday cake.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had anybody, I mean, I've never had her that excited about it, and let's face it, Mother Nature had a lot to do with
it.
Oh
yeah,
too.
It did. That rain before really helped. My
and
like
the
my
cool
time
weather.
There was minimal. Except it went,
well,
yeah,
it but you got
be.
All the rain. It had to because of gravity pulled into
it did.
The center.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
I mean,
you went up at, what, in between and you took all the marbles out,
oh,
of, the,
yeah,
out of the top.
Todd at intermission because I'm helping with the kids, so
yeah
Todd puts a lot of time, the owner, you know, Todd and Trish, and Todd is out there. He's probably out, he called me yesterday, he was at the track checking it out, and he's out there every day watering the track, and that's the most important thing, so I can do my job
right.
to have it ready for the race on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well,
so what do you do Monday through Friday?
I work. I mean, and then
do you prep a track Monday through Friday?
No, I work for Martin Marietta. We pave roads.
Okay, so you're kind of,
I got a dirt background.
So
but I know what it's like to have a nice smooth track.
So you know what you're looking for when you're doing it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
You're listening to Racer Radio, where the show's better off air than on. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better. El Cajon Ford will put you in the family. New or used or service makes no difference. Check them out at ElCajonMotors.com and take a look at Paul Dyke and the family when they're out there hammer down at Barona Speedway. Dirt Dude took the afternoon off, and we have another gentleman in that's working just as hard, if not harder, Mr. Rose. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Dave. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Brittany, great job. But I need to make one thing very clear.
Uh-oh.
Our little realtor, the last five laps of that main event, she was getting roughed up.
Yep.
I thought I was going to have to black flag somebody. But she earned it. Trust me when I tell you, she earned that.
Yeah. Well, we were talking to her earlier about it. And, you know, because I asked her, I mean, because I didn't realize you don't have rear view mirrors in those cars. And she just says, nope, focus, 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 hit my marks. But yet getting banged and banged and banged and banged, but yet keep. And I think that's such a good piece of advice to give to any driver, young, old, starting, mid. Just don't pay attention to what's going on behind you. Just do your job, especially up front.
Well, she said it perfectly. Race your own race.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. So, hey, how are you doing? What's this? You're going to have everybody dress up in Halloween costumes and go in circles?
I didn't tell him that, Mark.
Yes, you did.
I mentioned spooky series.
Well, that's okay. Even worse then. So what do you got going out of Barona during the Halloween series?
Well, you know, Nick Novak called me who's been on your show a few times, and he's all, we have to do something to repay these kids. And, you know, we've had a rough season with the kids, and let's face it, the kids are our future.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there's three races in October, and we decided to put this thing together on a whim and called a couple of sponsors. We're doing three final races. The points championship for the kids is wrapped up. So to keep their interest and to pay them back, we're going to have a three-race series. It's called the Spooky Race Series. And there will be trophies presented to the winner every race. And then the champion of the three-race series, get this, Dave, the David Kilpella from KR Chassis is giving each driver a $120 gift certificate.
Wow.
Chris Laff and Amanda McAllister of CNL Hauling and Restorations, they stepped up and they are giving away three brand new K1 driving suits to the champions.
Nice. Very nice.
Tony Snyder of Lifestyle Garage, he's put up some money. Terry Adams and Lynette Adams have also put up money. My buddy Robert Marcus, believe it or not, he doesn't have any kids out there. He's not a racer. If every kid that does all three races, Robert Marcus from Limited Access Bobcat Service is paying every kid's race admission for the final race.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The community has come around like you wouldn't believe. Between Lifestyle Garage, Maxima Oil has helped us out. This three-race series has over $3,000 gifts, prizes, trophies. It's amazing. It's going to have more payout than some of the big races that we have.
And you just put this together this week, right?
I actually heard it was $3,300.
Oh, David.
Because I'm going to give $100 to each winner of each race.
Gift certificate.
Yeah, I know. I got in trouble. I took cash out there last time, and now you're lucky I'm still not out in the track buried
$100
in a
gift
hole.
Certificate.
So I'll get you $100 gift certificate for each winner in each race.
Wait. May I? I'm sorry to interrupt, but maybe not like hard charger, like maybe a different.
Oh, you want to do that?
Maybe.
All right. Well, let's do this.
Spread the love. Let's talk about it.
We can't thank you enough, but let's talk about it. Let's put it to the best uses we
right.
can.
And then know? I also would like to, I'm going to make some changes next. When's the first race?
The first, next week.
Next weekend, next Saturday.
Yeah, the first.
Okay, so let me see what I can do, and maybe we can get some cars down there and, you know, do some promotion. For that first race, so people will know that this is coming up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whatever you listen, we got to keep racing alive in San Diego.
Yes, without a shadow of a doubt.
No better way to do it than to promote our kids out there. Right. They're the future.
I know. And you got such a great group of kids.
I love them.
I'm telling you, when you go, folks, if you go out there and you wait till the race is over and you go down in the pits, you'll find them. All these little guys and girls are all in the same group. They're all bench racing and patting each other on the back and helping each other out. So, yeah, anything that we can do at Racer Radio and KUSI, trust me, man, I will do whatever we can. Just like you said, because you want to keep the kids motivated. And hats off to K1 Speed, man. That is awesome. Or K1 Apparel, I think it's called now.
Yeah, it's amazing the feedback that we got from the community and to reward these kids. And you know what? Some of the kids are racing for a championship over at Cocopah Speedway in Yuma.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's going to be a different group of kids. And lo and behold, we might have a kid that has never won a race finally win a race.
Sure.
Or finish in the top three. And those kids are going to get rewarded. I mean, we're giving out hats, Maxima oil, stickers, chain lube.
Wow.
Everything that our sponsors have donated every week. So I can't imagine one of these kids going home with nothing. You know, we're going to make sure every kid gets rewarded somehow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just racing alone is rewarding. I can't help but think of, like, the Baldwins that we had in and we were talking about on Yak Radio, homeschooling and the social aspect of it. You see it with the kids. They learn how to win. They learn how to lose. They learn how to get over it. You know, you bump me, but now you're my best friend. Let's go look for some snakes. You know, like, there's just, they learn so much that it is rewarding, and they may not even realize the character that it's building. But in the
and not once have you seen those kids come off the track and be aggravated with another kid.
No,
maybe the parents, but not the kids.
Like some of the adults can be, you know.
Yes.
Some of the adults can come off the track and be a little irritated.
A little bit.
Yeah, no, that and you're right. If racetracks across the country don't invest in their young kid racers, they're doomed.
It's actually awesome that we can learn from the kids.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Do you have time to talk about maybe the big track who's racing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This upcoming week, we've got the IMCA Modifieds racing. They're the big horsepower cars, 3,000-pound cars, 600, 700 horsepower on a limited tire. They're a show. Brent Sexton and his crew are coming out with the Southwest Lightning Sprints. So these are the 1,000cc motorcycle motors that are running sprint cars with a big right side tire with a huge wing on the top. Probably one of the fastest divisions around our speedway. I mean, yeah. These guys put on a show.
Ooh, do you know if Braden Sharamonte is going to be here racing?
I can't imagine Braden not being here unless he's somewhere in one of the midget races.
Yeah. Did you see the time that he posted this week in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
He was like fourth out of 145. His time on Wednesday was faster than
everybody.
Kyle Busch.
Yeah, Kyle Busch.
Christopher Bell, yeah. Sheldon Creed. Fourth out of like 145.
Yeah, but
and he's
15
years old.
But you got to give him a break.
Rad.
Sharamonte weighs as much as those other three drivers' thigh.
Okay, so that might be a slight advantage, it's mostly him.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
not to mention, I could put it in my shoe.
Yeah.
He's not a big kid.
No, he's not, but
he's still highly skilled.
Oh, he's
and
very
might
skilled.
Actually be out on Saturday for our fans to watch from the stands. Yeah. This kid is killing it.
Yeah, and he's good, too. He's very,
very humble.
Nice. And I'm telling you, we've only got a couple races left, but man, it looks to me like they are going to be jam-packed.
Who else is racing? Who else?
Our pony stocks are coming out, the four-cylinder Mustangs and Pintos. We're going to have the street stocks. Brian Fitzgibbons has, I think, won 6 of the 8 races out there. The kid's just on a mission this year. We've also got the pure stocks. They have been more than putting on shows lately. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the SoCal mowers that are come out here. So we're talking the low-profile lawn mowers that go out there and race on the kids' track and put on a heck of a show.
Yes, they do. And there's not a blade of grass for them to find.
No.
And if there was, it'd all be gone after the first lap. Let me tell you what. That has got to be just an e-ticket ride. So, well, it sounds to me like you're having fun, sir, and congratulations on the promotion. Well deserved.
Well, thank you. It's an interim job, but whatever it takes to put on good races, that's what we're trying to do. And,
well, you think it's interim. You keep it up.
Right?
You keep doing. You keep doing what you're doing, and it'll be permanent. Trust me.
Well, with the safety safari out there and the people in scoring and the people in tech and Todd and Ken, I mean, those guys have worked magic on that racetrack this year. We've never had a nicer surface to race on.
Don't forget the voice. Dirt Dude.
And Dirt Dude.
Dirt Dude puts on a great show.
Because cries. He'll cry in the drop of a hat if he doesn't get his accolades.
he keeps everybody in the stands on their feet,
without a doubt.
With the crew there, they just make my job easy. I'm just there to run some races.
All right. Well, we're going to have to let you go. This segment is over, but man, we got to get you back in studio sometime.
Yes.
Love to. Anytime. And thank you again, Dave. We appreciate the help.
And do you have my email?
I do not, but I'll get it from Brittany.
Yeah, get it from Brittany so we can see what I can do to set something up for the coming weekend. All we need are a couple of cars, a couple of kids, bring them down early in the morning so we can promote it so they doesn't take away from their night of racing.
I will make it happen.
You're the man. All right, folks, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, Paris Auto Speedway. David, how do you say his last name? David Stites. We'll find out and get a correct spelling when we get back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Trust me, folks, if you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, you're missing one fabulous night. Barona's great. Paris is different. You need to go up. Half mile, stupid fast. And with that being said, we've got David. How do you say your last name so I don't ruin it twice?
Dude, you nailed it the first time. Stites.
Nice, Dave.
Am I good? That's two in a row. So, hey, you had a good time last night, I understand.
I've had a good year this year. So, yeah, had a good car last night, handled good, got the job done.
4 out of 5 of the last races, he's won. Wow.
That must feel
that
good.
Fifth, I was in the lead when the car broke with 10 to go.
Oh.
So it could have been 5 for 5, but you know, you got to let the other guys have some.
Okay, so we have a driver in here. This is her first year racing. Her name is Marcy. She's the racing realtor. She's a rookie. She won the last time she was out. So I asked her, when you're in the lead, because she started on the pole, so she fast car, and just stayed ahead of everybody. And I asked her, so what was the answer? She says, just not paying any attention to what's behind me, just hitting my marks. Is that kind of the mentality you had as well?
Okay, well, first off, I've got kind of a funny story with Marcy. So about a month ago, I was down at Verona with my brother. He came out from Texas. I put him in a car and raced down there. And Marcy chopped down on me once. I let it slide. The second time, I spun her.
Oh, no. Do you remember getting spun by somebody?
I do. It was back a few races ago.
That's what he just said. Yeah. Oh, he spun you out.
Yeah, on the straightaway, on the back straightaway.
It was coming out of turn two. So first time's free. You cut down on me, the first time's free. Second time's going to cost you.
And what happened? I kept going.
Oh.
You did. I sent you to the infield for a minute, though.
So it doesn't count as a spin out if you keep going.
There you go. Yeah, well, she just won her race last time out. So,
she's got a great car and she's a great driver. So it's been fun watching her.
Yeah, she's.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, we're so proud of her. And I don't know how long you've been racing, but I mean, this was just one of those spur of the things. She's, you know, my sign, because she's a realtor, is too small, so I have to have a bigger footprint at the racetrack. So she slapped it on a race car. So how long have you been racing?
I know all about that.
How long have you been racing?
I'm a realtor myself.
Wow! Oh.
See, now that's why he took you out.
Yeah. New competition.
Realtor, I saw the KW on the back. I'm like, she's got to go.
Ah, that's great. So, all right. So with that being said, what real estate firm do you work for?
So I own my own team. So we sell about 150 homes a year in the Menifee Valley area.
Okay.
So Team Sites Real Estate Group.
All right. So no competition for actually Marcy will sell anyway.
No. Yeah. Friendly competition. To answer your question, though, I've been racing for about a year and a half now.
Parallel.
I started off at Paris Night of Destruction with those crazy guys in the mini stocks.
Yeah, I love that division.
That really helped me and helped my nerves, because I mean, we would go in there and we would just bash the living heck out of each other. So now doing just oval track, it's easy. They're not all trying to kill me. I can just drive.
That's hilarious. Wow. That's a good way, a good perspective.
So you got the points lead so far this season, right?
So I missed the first race of the year where my fiance and I, whose anniversary was yesterday.
Congratulations.
We were in Europe. Thank you. We were in Europe for the first race. So we missed the first race. So we started 20 points, 23 points in the hole. And as of last night, we regained that lead. So pretty exciting.
Do you think this is an advantage, or do you have a target on your back now for the next race?
Oh, I've had my target on my back since since getting into this thing, I feel like. So it's been a little controversy. Apparently my motor's stroked. I've got a stroker in there, but that's neither here nor there. But I don't know, man. They just can't hang. They can't keep up with me.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So what kind of car do you drive?
So it's a 78 Camaro in the factory stock class. So it's, you know, 350 cast iron, heads, intake, exhaust, you know, stock.
Right. Yeah. You picked that car for what reason, would you say?
You know what? My buddy Lanny Savage found that car for me, and I wanted I was having fun in Night of Destruction, but I used to do iRacing Simulator quite a bit, so I really wanted to get into circle track racing. So the factory stock beginner class at Paris, you know, if you want to get into a V8 rear-wheel drive car. So he found me a great car, and it just so happened to come with a crew chief, which was huge.
Wow.
I mean, the reason I'm talking to you today is because of my crew chief, Larry Well. So he came essentially with the car. We had a little agreement that he would sponsor me and mentor me and teach me and set up the car. And
That's a dream.
Yeah, it was an absolute dream come true.
Yeah. Well, you have a sensei.
I do.
So, you know, Brittany can totally understand where you're coming from.
That's awesome, though. Wow.
Yeah, Brittany runs a dwarf car, and she's a school teacher.
That's rad.
Yeah, and she does it because she has to deal with kids all week.
Yeah, it's my therapy.
So that's her therapy.
I like it.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool to have it come with a crew chief.
No, that takes a lot of the work out of it because, like you said, you hadn't raced before.
Yeah, does that mean you're going to stay because you want to stay with the crew chief? Are you going to stay in this division next year, or are you looking to change?
Oh, man. So I've been kind of fighting with that all year long. I think I'm going to stay one more year in that car before moving up to street stock.
Will he go with you? You think he'll go with you?
Oh, yeah. He'll go with me.
Yeah.
He'll go with me for sure. You know, this is my first full year in this division, so I think I'll do probably one more year and then go from there.
Right. Yeah, that's probably a smart idea.
So besides your real estate firm on the side of the car, who else you got?
Oh, well, I've got Well & Sons Racing, my crew chief. I've got actually my parents, so it's a family deal in real estate. So the Super Zings are a real estate company out here in Canyon Lake, so they're on my car as well. Hooper's Rear End out in L.A., they do amazing work. They're dirt track and oval racing guys, so, I mean, they know those rear ends ins and outs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's what I got on there.
And it sounds like you do half mile and quarter mile, so it's a good thing you have.
So in the Camaro, I've only ran the Camaro at Paris.
Oh, okay.
Every once in a while, I'll take my Cavalier in the sport compact class. We'll go to Barona. We'll go to Mojave. We'll go to Ventura. We'll travel around a little bit, have some fun. But the Camaro, it's set up so perfectly. I don't want to make a change to it, to be honest with you.
Once you've got it figured out and you've won 4 out of 5, don't mess with the recipe.
And don't wash your underwear.
Yeah. Yeah, don't wash your underwear. Yeah. Don't wash your underwear.
Don't wash the race suit.
So you've only raced a year and a half. When you get in the lead, do you have a problem breathing?
No. So I think going back to the Night of Destruction, that was so much mayhem going on that this, I don't think my heart rate changes whatsoever. And the one thing I tell myself while I drive is just have fun, have fun, have fun. And so I'm smiling probably 90% of the time, just laughing to myself, having fun. So, I don't let it really get to me once I get out front and, just hit my marks and racing my race.
So what number is your car?
42.
What about in the Cavalier?
It's 42 across the board. That was my football number in high school, so I just kept going.
Marcy's
crew chief remembers.
Write that number
down.
What
color? What color is it?
It's a blue Cavalier. And that was my first time out in that car, and it's only got a small little dent on my right front fender. So, you know, there's plenty of room for more.
Well, I'm only bringing that up because Marcy's taking feverish notes. So the next time you come to Barona, she wants to introduce you to the infield.
That video she'll watch. She's going to study
that video. Trust me, I was dying laughing when you guys started the show and Marcy came on. I'm like, I've got to talk about this now.
What a small world.
Glad I gave you something to talk about.
Yeah, that's okay. But she made up for it.
I think you're giving the boys a lot to think about this season.
Well,
no doubt.
And that brings up a point, you know, Dave, because we were kind of talking off air about this. And this will get Brittany all fired up. The Powder Puff Derby. You know, because back in the day,
if a
woman wanted to race in any kind of a division, it had to be a Powder Puff Derby. Do you have any issues with women racing with you guys?
I've got a 10-year-old daughter. I can't wait to get her.
Ah, very good. And I think that is so, and it takes girls like Brittany and Marcy to take that stigma away from that Powder Puff mentality. As long as you're all wearing the same safety gear and your cars are set up the way they're supposed to be.
And we're racing. We're not just out there to be a girl out there.
I think that's the
thing that helps. We love racing and we race. Not to just...
In the I'm sorry, in the modified in at Paris. I mean, there's a girl that dominates out there.
Yeah, we know her name. We know her. She's
Alyssa
really good.
Smith?
Yes. Alyssa
yeah,
Smith.
we've had Alyssa
she's really
on,
good.
And that girl's just stupid fast.
So the more the merrier. I mean, in racing in general, we need as many racers out there as possible.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter what. Doesn't matter what you are.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, we were talking to Marcy. There's going to be some races coming up. And we're just going to have her take the car out to the track. She's not in those particular... And just park it out there and let girls know that, yes, you can do this. It's not impossible. You can do this and have the most fun on the planet.
Yeah.
All right, last question. Have you washed your driving suit in the last four or five races? Because Marcy refuses to wash her driving suit now since she won.
Yeah, I wash it every single time.
So. Okay, well then we know that doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
because you won four out of five.
What are you doing? Growing a mustache or a beard?
Yeah,
you doing anything?
Right. So hey,
you know
so
what? It's preparation.
Yeah.
It's nut and bolting the car.
Yes.
Not the day before the race. It's the week before the race. It's pressure washing and it's cleaning it. It's vacuuming it out.
Yeah.
You know it's.
That's a huge part of racing.
Figure out where the fast part is on the track. I mean, it's preparation.
And looking for problems on Monday, Tuesday, not Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's
if we have an issue.
Yeah. Catch
we have
it early.
Fixed the next day. Yeah.
Our godfather of dwarf car, Todd Dameron, he always said, the separation comes with the preparation.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. So if anybody wants to follow you around on that lovely social media, how do they do it?
Yeah, David Team Stites. If they just type in David Team Stites or David Lee Stites on Facebook or Instagram, they'll find me on there.
All right. And I tell you, like I tell everybody, get a food sponsor.
A food sponsor.
Yeah, so you can have sandwiches or whatever that pizza. Come on, food sponsor, dude. That way you don't have to cook.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
He does say it all the time.
I know.
It is a good idea. Yeah. I agree.
One other guy kind of went the different way. He went and got a beer sponsor.
I was thinking that, too.
And I
said, no. There's a vodka sponsor out there, too.
Yeah, I said, I didn't
say
a beer sponsor. I said, a food sponsor.
That's Novak, right?
Yeah, Novak.
Hey, real quick, kind of funny. The trophies we got last night were cups. So we were drinking beer out of them.
That's perfect.
Man after my own heart. Hey, we're going to get you back on again. Just reach out to Scott. You're an awesome interview. And Marcy's got you in her crosshairs.
Save Paris. Call the Governor Newsom.
Yeah.
Paris.
Hey, I got to tell you, I've been doing that, and I've been calling. It's going to voicemail.
Oh, is it full?
Yeah.
They're leaving it full?
It's full.
Just leave a message.
Leave
a message. They also have an online way to send him a message, but just keep flooding his inbox.
Yes. Flood. All right, David, thank you very much. Say hi to your crew, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, we're back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
CertifiedCarClinic.net, CertifiedCarClinic.care, actually, CertifiedCarCare.net. For all your automotive needs, they've got an in-house dyno. So anything they do, they can put you on a dyno and actually tell you whether or not what they did will make you go fast. So CertifiedCarClinic.net. All right, we're talking to Marcy, her crew chief.
McCowan.
Mr. McCowan.
The racing.
Mrs. McCowan. The racing family.
Realtor.
The racing realtor. And so she just found out who took her out.
Yeah, again, off air top.
Yeah,
what
it was
fun.
Good. But that's okay. That's okay. We're going to go back and look at the video.
If what is it? Rubbing ain't racing. If you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
Yeah, what's we don't that? Race like
I'm,
that, though.
I'm
yeah,
not
but
really.
You,
I'm not,
but that's a choice.
That's expensive. No, I don't like that. But
that was a choice.
Yeah, that's true.
And it'd be one thing to do it. But you should have came over to Marcy and said, hey, the reason I did that was. But just not to say anything, I don't think that was
right. Well, and you're not at your home track either.
Well, that's true, too, but still.
That seat's adjustable. I can drive it up at Paris.
Ah! Oh, snaps. Oh,
now, have
boy.
You ever been behind the wheel?
I drove my son's car, the Pony, a few years back. I did two races after he moved out.
Okay, but
you don't seem as joyful and excited as Marcy and I when we
turning the wrenches. Well, I was figuring it out.
I was just gonna say
we need people like you.
Yeah, I, you know, I learn on my own.
Yeah, but see, I totally come. I mean, because I was a crew chief and I literally hated it. I've never
hated what
being a crew chief.
Oh.
Yeah, but I won a 6-hour enduro, but I was doing three cars. We won our races, except the 510, because I couldn't drive a nail, let alone drive a race car. And and I just hated crewing. I'll tell you off air what I told the owner, just so you understand.
Oh, it'll, wow.
Well, I can't do it on air.
What did you like to do?
I wanted to drive,
okay,
but I couldn't drive because I didn't have the money, and it was his car.
Got it.
You know, but I did everything else. And I was good at it. I'm not bragging, but I was good at it.
I was great, but I'm not bragging.
Well, and I'm just saying, I don't know if I'd have been a better driver, but that's what I wanted to do.
Well, we'll find out when you and I race each other. Yes. We need to do that.
Yes.
So, Marcy, this is not going to be your one and only year, right?
No, yeah. I'll be back next year.
And you're not moving up. You're staying in this class?
I'm going to stay in this class.
Till she wins the division?
Ooh.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Well,
I mean, the track, I could still get that place.
Well, and what would cause you
what, this year, you're saying?
I'm three points behind right now.
That's
it? Verona.
At Verona.
And the track points.
And you have how many more races?
Oh, one.
We have one.
Oh, I thought.
The IMCA ended last race.
And
then
the
track points
and
the last race of the season.
And then the track points. It's two separate things. Yes. And you're in the running. Ooh, wow.
Okay.
Process all that.
So does that put pressure on you, do you think?
I think the most pressure was probably the last race when I knew that the IMCA points were ending and I was 5 points behind. So I was in second place behind the leader. So I was 5 points behind the leader.
Wait, your rookie year? What?
Yeah.
Processing.
So I kind of took the car out for a little bit of a Sunday drive one race and that put me back in
the plane. Oh, okay.
I've done that. I was driving, not racing. Yes.
But you didn't do this to win the track championship.
I did not.
You did this because you were having fun, and oh my gosh, look where I'm at. Now, again,
was that an advantage?
Like what you said, if I would have known, you know, one race to go where I would have been at, yes, I probably would have driven a little differently in a couple of races prior.
I know. Yeah. I like the whole approach where it's just more organic, more just racing your race and your line. You seem to be succeeding with that. I don't want you to feel you have to start overthinking things because, you know, my crew chief might say the girls overthink things.
Yeah. And I think what you've done this year and the pressure is where the problem lies, is letting the pressure get on top. And no, you can't do that. You just got to keep racing because you have the talent. You already have the driving talent. Don't mess it up by overthinking it. And that's what a lot of times people will do. And just because we give you a hard time about winning a championship, don't pay any attention to us.
No.
And, you know, I mean, it's because it is what it is. You're out there to have fun.
That is exactly it. I'm just out there to have fun.
You're not going to try to make a living at this.
No. And there's been a lot of bloopers this season, and it's just been so fun to reflect back on those.
Yeah.
To, you know, just know that I'm out there having a great time. And
remembering
some of it.
And if there's ever a full moon, pay no attention to it.
There we go.
Pay absolutely no attention to any full moons that are out there.
No.
Do you know what that story comes from?
One time I looked up at the full moon going into turn three, and I never should have told my crew chief because for 2 years
And then she tells me.
I never should have told. I might have gotten distracted by a beautiful full moon going into turn three, and I never should have told anybody. I was in big trouble with my crew chief for like 2 years.
Yeah. In fact, he's listening right now saying, now you got him. We've got him all fired up again.
No, because his racer is focused this year. The inspiration is San Diego Unified School District.
Yes, ma'am.
They are keeping me raging.
Yes, indeed. Raging Cajun. So
lots of fuel.
So let me ask you this. How many of your realtor cohorts know you're racing? Or are you keeping that kind of quiet?
No. I've had quite a few people out there. It's known. I mean, I do social media posts on it and everything, so it's known.
So let me ask you this. Whenever you go to show a house, do you take the race car and park it in the driveway?
If it was legal, I
Yeah.
No, you tow it. Just tow it over there.
Oh, just tow it.
And sit it in the driveway.
Actually, if it's the right client, you could show them, see a trailer,
no, I'm talking open house.
Car.
I'm
That's
talking
what I'm
open
saying.
House
if
where people
right
walk by and go,
and you're like, look, you could have a race car
what is
and
that?
A trailer. And
hey, you need a cardboard cutout of her.
In her race suit?
Yes. And then park it right next to the race car. Yeah. And I bet you'd sell a bucket load of houses that way.
Where all the business cards need to have the race car
yes.
on it. And
with,
open house
without
signs
a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
You can get very creative with this.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, because we're not, you know, that doesn't cost a lot of money to do stuff like that.
No, it doesn't.
And, but you got, it's because you want to be different, not only in selling homes, but just in life in general. And, you know, and I'm not going to ask you how old you are because I know you're in your 30s.
No, it's okay. It's 42. Throw it out there.
How many 42-year-olds are doing what you're doing and being successful is what you're doing? And she hasn't stopped smiling, folks, by the time.
Now,
just
we're
so you know.
About racing.
For the last, and then this one came in dragging her tail. I'm so tired.
And then we started talking to Marcy.
I'm not going to be able to make it to the first break. And it was just like somebody shot her in the butt with adrenaline.
She's been a huge cheerleader. Brittany has met me both times that I had to go into tech. She was there cheering me.
I'm so excited.
And that's important. Don't you agree?
It's so important.
And people don't realize how much that important that is. And wow.
And then the first day I met you, I just walked right up to her at the track. And she had like her key in the ignition and like keys and like a pom-pom or something, I think, hanging off. She had keys. Race car in the ignition.
Well, you don't have keys?
No!
I mean, we have keys. I have the key fob on my keys.
A key fob?
For the race car.
You need a key fob on your car.
No! You push a button. You flip switches.
Oh, you and your push-up button.
Maybe I'm powder-puff.
Hey, but at least she lets you talk to her.
Yeah.
She yelled at me when I talked to her. But that's another story. Well, hey, congratulations. We got to get you on KUSI again. You got to get the cardboard cut out. You got to take it to the real estate. And if people want to buy a house, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah.
Contact me. I'm all over social media, The Racing Realtor SD or Marcy McCowan on social media. And also call me, 619-922-0209.
And if you want your track prepped, call the man.
Yeah.
All right. Gun Owners Radio, right around the corner, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.